Welcome and thank you for clicking on the Harmonic Concordance blogcast, your source for inspired interviews that explore the edges of consciousness and the role of spirit in our transformative times. Now here's your host, Johnny Marihiel.
Hi, folks, and thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Harmonic Concordance blogcast. We're very happy to have Vicki Howey with us. Vicki is a chakra healer, a teacher, an author, and an innovator who loves showing people how to access their infinite potential through their body's powerful energy centers. She's the creator of Chakra Boosters Healing Tattoos, now worn in 46 countries, the Chakra Life Cycle System, and the critically acclaimed healing album, Chakra Love. Her latest book, The Key to the Chakras, has just been released and is now available on Amazon and in bookstores everywhere. She's also the host of the Conscious Life Awakened speaker series and the co-editor of ConsciousLifeNews.com. She's a self-proclaimed chakra geek whose biggest passion in life is to awaken people to their own divinity. In doing so, she reminds us that we are consciousness informed. Vicki is also the Concordance blog's voice for our theme, The Chakras, and has given us permission to index 5 of her articles there. With that said, let me welcome in Vicki Howey. Hi, Vicki, and thank you for joining us on our broadcasts.
Hi, Johnny. I'm so happy to be here. I love your voice, man. You say that all with so much authority that I don't know. I'd follow you anywhere. So let's have a good interview here today.
And let's have some fun.
Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you to speak about a little bit of your spiritual journey and how you got to where you are, how you became the Chakra Lady.
Ah, the Chakra Lady. I like that. I hope I am the Chakra Lady, the Chakra Geek, the Chakra Goddess. I actually went the long road, which I think so many healers do. Isn't that the case? I was a very reluctant chakra student. I had to study the chakras because of my yoga teaching. Yoga teaching sort of chose me, and I was not really all that great at it, because one of my issues was I wasn't very embodied. And you really need to be embodied to be doing yoga and teaching yoga. So I kept going back to more and more teacher trainings to learn more and get better. And every single teacher training made me go over these things, these chakras. And I was like, oh, here are these chakras again. They seemed so metaphorical to me. They seemed so not real. They didn't have any application in my life. But what happened was they kept getting put in my face so many times that I started to notice that I had a weak root chakra. I noticed that I had all the quote-unquote symptoms. And once I had this big aha, I actually started working on those symptoms. And one of the things that I did was I thought, one way I can change my root chakra energy for good is to put the symbol of earth on my root chakra, because I'd heard through the work of Masaru Emoto that words on water change the molecular structure of water, and we're all water. I'm sure you've probably talked about this on your show. It's very well known in the consciousness community. And so I thought, what if I put my root chakra symbol right on my tailbone? And I did that. And as soon as I actually had a guy named Shiva, which means God in the Sanskrit language, put this Shakti, this feminine goddess tattoo on my body. And he went, can you put it on there? And energy shot down both legs. And literally that was a turning point in my life. Both personally, professionally, everything. I created the Chakra Boosters Healing Tattoos out of there. I left a relationship I was long overdue for leaving. And that was the turning point. So Does that help? Is that
that helps a lot?
That brought me up to here, kind of. Everything else became chakra boosters.
Well, I like that. I like your explanation. What I'd like to give the folks is just quick, down and dirty. What is a chakra?
Okay. A chakra. First of all, you're pronouncing it well because a lot of people say chakra. And if you say chakra, that's fine. But just so you know, just because 90% of the people say chakra doesn't make it right. The Sanskrit pronunciation, the original language that it comes from is chakra. And it's actually a cha-a. But I say chakra to kind of split the difference. And I can hear that Johnny's doing the same that I do. He's probably listened to a few of my videos.
I have.
So, yes. So the two of us are pretty close to the Sanskrit pronunciation. And what a chakra is it's an energy center in the body along the midline, along the spinal column area. This is like the highway from heaven to earth and earth to heaven, or earth to sky, Shiva to Shakti, however you want to look at it. And this is where our consciousness resides in its most potent form. Like when this is all in alignment, this highway going down, we have like a straight alignment with divine will, with divine awareness. It's like we become the best version of the divine embodied that we can possibly be. Like they always say, a straight line is the best way to go. Well, that straight line runs right through the middle of us. And each center, there's seven of them, is, you know, we have the root, the sacral area, which is in the core of the pelvis, the solar plexus area, the heart, the middle of the chest, the throat, right in the middle of the throat, the third eye, which is in the middle of the brow, and then the crown, which is actually above. And I make a big point of talking to people about that. It's above the head. It's an actually off-body center, because I talk a lot about the six embodied chakras and the one unifying chakra to spirit, which is the crown. All of these are energy centers, and that they take, think of them like little revolving doors, like you see in Macy's or whatever, in the old buildings in New York, where the revolving door, the energy goes in to your body, and then your system does what it will with it, and then it goes back out. So it's this revolving doors of energy that literally means wheel in Sanskrit. The word chakra, or chakra, if we get real classical, means wheel.
And you created your own version of the images for each chakra?
I did, but here's how we did it. I did it with my son, who is an artist, and he's a graphic artist. I wasn't very good on a computer at the time. I've learned a lot since then. He was 14 at the time, and I went to him and I said, I want to create these, and he was really good in Photoshop and doing this digital stuff. And we went and we looked on the internet. We looked at all the symbols, the Sanskrit symbols, to find the commonalities, to find the best universal version of the name, because the Sanskrit is the name which has the power, names have power, of each chakra. And then we went for the right size that we felt was neither, as we looked at literature and looked at people and what I've seen and how I work with people, we picked the best side that was neither too big nor too small. And then we looked at we brought in the colors, the primary color of that chakra, and maybe a secondary neighboring color. And then finally, we did something really cool, is we put in the petals of the lotus flowers that are part of the symbols for the chakras, we put the element for each chakra. So in the earth one, we put square, which represents earth. Square is the symbol for earth. And then we put water eddies, little swirls in the feminine second chakra, which is water. We put fire, literally little flamey type stuff in the third chakra, which is the fire chakra, and we have a frequency for the fifth and all that. It's really cool.
And so these images that you mm-hmm. created
yeah.
are absolutely unique to you. Mm-hmm. And that's what I find
we
really
trademarked
cool.
Not just the concept, but the art. Both the art and the concept were trademarked. It was really funny working with the trademark people. I was this close to being turned down, I think, just because they didn't know what to do with such an out there idea. But they were really cool, because I could kind of, you know, back up everything I did, and they were like, that's cool. So,
let me tell you my story about
cool.
how I used, I actually ordered a set of chakra boosters,
right on.
The tattoos. I have a very lovely woman here who does Reiki for me. Her name is Holly Wind.
Nice.
And she also uses stones and crystals, which you recommend.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a Reiki healing session in which we placed the tattoos on my body, on my back, mm-hmm. and she did a healing. I had a specific need. I had a rather serious set of operations in November. Mm. I had a blockage in my sigmoid colon. That's associated, I found out through reading your piece on the blog, that is associated with the sacral chakra, right?
Normally the colon would be the root, but if you can get in a part of, it would normally be the root for colon.
I just thought that what I found led me to believe.
If it's higher up, it just depends. And it's really weird, but even placement of certain organs in the body can take on different energy centers, because energy centers are energy and the organs are wherever they are. But I know that the digestive organs, usually the eliminatory, the colon, the eliminatory organs are all about the root energy, which is the apana energy, which goes downward out of the body. But, you know, the root and the sacral are very related, being right next to each other. They're very opposite, but they affect each other so much.
Well, I had my healing done. I thought, and I found other literature which sort of seemed to back it up, that the sacral chakra was the one that's associated with the colon. And I found that it was also associated with things that you keep deeply hidden from yourself. And I had a revelation about that through another healing called Resonance Repatterning with one of the women who writes on the blog, Liz Tobin. And through those three things, I really became reborn. It was a new me that arose out of all of the problems that I had and out of the healings that helped me come back to myself or come back to a new self. So you were a part of that and you didn't even know it.
Well, that's cool. Well, let me explain to you something about what I get out of that. Okay, hidden from self is definitely true of the sacral, because the sacral is about emotions, and we tend to be a culture of hiding our emotions, especially when the men in particular are taught stronger than the women to hide emotions. It's also the water. The water is the unconscious, like the Loch Ness monster under the water.
Right.
Like, I once had a dream and there was this big, long water eel, and it was when I was moving into my healing and that, because there's this whole unconscious aspect. But the colon itself is very root, but that doesn't mean the root tattoo is what heals it. The sacral would probably heal it in this case, because you had a blockage, you were stuck. And the root is actually about being stuck, right? Whereas the sacral is about movement. The sacral moves things. So if you're stuck, you want sacral energy.
Right.
But colon itself is actually a root organ. So this might be why you're getting both of these different, because any of the eliminatory organs are about apana energy, which is about root energy. But sometimes when they're stuck, it means there's actually too much root and it's needing that feminine balance. It's needing the release. Additionally, you can go into chakra life cycles with your age and all that and what was going on there as well, which we can leave.
We're not going to tell people how old I am.
I'm not giving it up. But so whenever we're talking about root and sacral, it's so interesting because they're right next to each other, but they're also the most deeply different chakras there are, because, you know, when you're at the top and you're up at your crown, we're talking about consciousness and oneness. So almost everything's the same up there. So the difference between the sixth and seventh chakra is almost nil, versus the difference between the first and second is the largest difference we have between any two major chakras, because duality is embodiment creates duality and opposition.
All right. So let's turn another question. I know that you have this brand new book out, The Key to the Chakras. And given that it's just been released, will you share with us what you think is the number one key to the chakras?
Well, the number one key to the chakras right now is that it's personal. Okay, so I still, here's what's happened. This is my version of the story. I believe that we were in such root chakra, we were babies spiritually for so long that we were kind of in fear and in survival, and there was a lot of gravity on the earth. Things didn't change much. You came in here, you were born, you often died in the same caste system or you got married once in your life. You had one home sometimes once you were an adult. You might have one career. Now we move around like crazy. Now change is the order of the day. So since we've shifted so much, back when we weren't shifting, there was one recipe for 98% of the people on the planet spiritually. All of our energy was down, so the one recipe was up. The one recipe was enlightenment. The one recipe was meditate, go upward, feel into your crown, feel into your third eye, open your third eye, open your crown. But that's been flipped around now where we actually have, we've moved, you can see how quickly things are changing. We go through many careers, sometimes many relationships, sometimes many homes, many shifts in our lives. We are now in a different place in the galaxy. Our whole planet is moving quicker. Everything is shifting quicker, which means that old idea, that one masculine recipe of enlightenment is truly not applicable anymore. We're having people born on the planet who are considered indigo children, highly sensitive people, intuitive. Sometimes they even just call people ADHD or ADD. And all of this is upper chakra energy. So people are coming in not overly root. They're coming in sometimes overly upper chakras. And we need to be aware now that that old recipe could be the worst thing for a person like that. What we're needing is earthing and grounding and embodiment and coming down into ourselves. So the number one key is, first of all, don't believe that somebody else's recipe is your recipe. There isn't one recipe when doing chakra healing. You assess your own chakras, and there's a great test at eclecticenergies.com. Eclectic is spelled with one C. He doesn't market you anything. It's just amazing. I just love the guy. He does it in like five languages. It's the only decent test on all of the online world.
Let's give that address again, once again.
Eclectic Energies, with the plural energies, right? IES. So eclecticenergies.com. It's a fantastic test. If I had had the money to do the programming and everything and the context to do that right, I would have written a test like what he wrote, because it's really, really good. It's got enough questions. Many of the tests online, I'm just going to say it right now, are just marketing scams. If they're asking you less than 21 questions, I'm sorry, if they're asking you less than 7 questions times 7. So if they're asking you less than 49 questions, it probably can't have any accuracy. And that's what's happening with a lot of the quote-unquote tests. And really, they're just a way of cultivating marketing lists and emails. So if you want a real test, go take a test or see a specialist, but get a view of what's going on. We would never go to the doctor and the minute we walk in the office, go, well, here's what I have and here's what the pills I want you to give me or whatever. You know, we don't, here's the surgery I want. We don't do that. But when it comes to energy healing, for some reason, we don't take it as seriously. And we think, oh, I just want to open my third eye. Well, many people that are trying to open their third eye have an overly open third eye. They're like literally digging a deeper hole. They're too much. They have too much energy up here, and they need to be practicing grounding. And every time they go to work on opening their third eye, they're actually moving themselves off the groundedness again even more. So the key here is, one, your path is personal. You need to use the template of the chakras to figure out where your imbalances are and to heal your specific imbalances. And do not believe that the ultimate goal anymore is enlightenment in terms of the word lighten, going up, okay? Because nowadays, really, the new enlightenment is embodiment. The new enlightenment is relaxation, is embodiment, is just being here. Because now we can actually be in our body still. We don't have to get out of our body to be spiritual.
Well, so, very nice. A lot of information, and it's covered a range of topics.
Yeah.
Talking about a range of topics, I also know that you're involved with the Conscious Life News along with your husband, Ross Pittman. Mm-hmm. So I'd like you to speak a little bit about what you guys are doing there.
Well, it's funny because we each had children when we got together, right? It's kind of like the Brady Bunch. They have the kids. And we had children, our projects, our things that we were doing. I was the chakra lady. That's actually how I met him. We're not actually married, but we're very much life partners. And so I'm glad we give off that vibe, the good side of it, I hope. And when I met Ross, I was writing for my blog for Chakra Boosters, and I offered to write for Conscious Life News. And we actually were in that capacity for a couple of years before we met personally and very immediately fell in love, like pretty much over lunch.
Been there.
Before that, we were working with each other for a couple of years before we met in person. And since then, it's just been amazing. But I had Chakra Boosters. He had Conscious Life News. We got together. We created Conscious Life Awakened Speaker Series as our baby. We co-edit Conscious Life News, and it's becoming – it's a bit of a whistleblower. It used to be a little bit more that way, but we're emphasizing a little bit more now how can I be empowered versus what's going wrong in the planet. But we are still aware of certain power structures, and we'll bring up news about things that are happening that shouldn't be, you know, that need to be out there, and we need to be aware of them. So we are focusing on anything that elevates you. That's what we work on. That's our main thing. We keep asking inspiring stories, information that's going to give you clarity about what to eat, clarity on your government, clarity on world situations, economy, environment. We just added travel. Because, you know, we travel all the time. We're about to leave for another 2 months. And we didn't really have a specific section for travel. And a couple days ago, we're like, okay, that's it. We got to have a specific section for travel. So Conscious Life News, a place where people can go and they can kind of feel like they have the pulse of the world, especially consciously, without having to be bombarded with negativity and fearful news.
That's a great spot. Yeah. I've been there many times. Sometimes I want to steal some of your work on there to put on the blog, but nevertheless, I want to thank you so much for giving me some time today. Not only that, for the work that you've done for the chakras and the work that you're continuing to do on Conscious Life News. It's been a great opportunity to speak with you and have you explain what the chakras are and how to use them. You know, my daughter is the one who she teaches yoga. Mm-hmm. And she encouraged me to get a Reiki healing and at the same time to use the chakra booster tattoos. So I have to thank her also. But
me too.
So anyway, I want to thank you again for being with us and tell people once again how they can get in touch with you and to once again plug that book, The Key to the Chakras. So we know that we can get The Key to the Chakras at bookstores and at Amazon. But how can they get in touch with you directly for your work?
Well, yeah, and I just want to say a word. I mean, I think we have a little time here.
Sure.
I just wanted to say a word about that book because, you know, a lot of people say that we are the law of attraction is what life's about, the things we attract things to us. And other people are out there pushing, well, you got to go do. Well, the idea of the chakras is that both of those are happening simultaneously. And when you're aligned all the way in your chakras, it just dovetails into this incredible synchronicity. So I have to tell you how that book came about. I was finishing up my book, The Chakra Life Cycle System, which I'm not calling it that. It's the seven cycles of your life. I don't have the exact title yet, but it's this thing I downloaded in 2012 that really tells people about where you are spiritually in your journey. I mean, it makes sense. We evolve spiritually according to age the same way we do biologically because energy moves first. So we have books that show us how we evolve biologically, but not how we do spiritually. So that's what this chakra life cycle system is all about. But spirit was kind of like, you know what? People kind of need to know a little more about the basics of your version of the chakras versus this old, like, masculine sort of one unidirectional kundalini rising paradigm. They sort of need to know your way in order to make the most out of this book. But nevertheless, when I was writing the Chakra Life Cycle book, Spirit was telling me, just put all the basics back in there just in case someone hasn't read a book. And I did that. But as I was doing that, I suddenly got contacted by editors at Fairwinds Press, or Quarto, which is the parent company in London. Would you like to write this book for our series? And it's not a book that I own. It was me being an author for a series that exists, you know, sort of like a dummy series. But it was beautiful. It's hardback and, you know, not paperback like the dummies. And it's just really a beautiful, beautiful series. And I was like, I didn't hesitate for a second. Spirit immediately said, you have to do this. And I was like, right on. And Spirit gave it to me right as we were ending, we were taking our summer break off class and everything. We just finished spring season of class. And I was like, okay, it means no summer break. And literally, we still had all these travels planned. I was typing, writing that book in the car as Ross was driving, like when we were going up the West Coast and down. And I finished it. Much of it was written in different blogs, articles of mine. And, you know, I mean, it was taking and bringing together all the information I'd been sharing over the last, you know, 7 years. And so I wrote the book in like 2.5 months because they got a hold of me like in June, mid-June, and they wanted the book finished in August, the end of August. And then I did a few little edits and fixes after that. But the main bulk, you know, 95% of the book was written in that summer period. And probably most of it just in the 2 months or so of which we were traveling a lot of the time. And so I want to just say that they came to me, Johnny, and it's not like I was, you know, getting millions of hit on my blog or anything. It's, you know, I'm certainly, I was no Oprah. But I'm just saying, when you put out there, there's a magnetic quality that comes. So it's you do both. You put the work out there, and then you start to see the synchronicity. So now it's just so unfathomable to me. So I sort of hold this book now, and I'm like, it's almost like I wrote it. I know I wrote it. I wrote it quickly. I'm all over it. You can't get that information, even though it's a compilation book. I didn't take it from other people's stuff. About over half that is completely original stuff you can't find in any other book. So I'm very much in it, but it's almost as if I'm not. Like, I hold it and I'm very proud of it. And at the same time, I know I was just a vehicle because I'm like, wow, how did this happen? Like 9 months ago, whatever it was, right? 10 months ago, I didn't even know this book was going to exist, right? And they put it, they're the ones that put it out there because they're a big company that puts it out everywhere. So guys, that is an example. If you just start doing your thing, I'm really big on you just going out there and doing the thing you're being called to do, and the rest takes care of itself. And I'd like to invite you to become a part of my tribe. And I give away a lot of freebies on my site. And if you like music, I give away a heart healing song that's got a little bit of a sound like a heart beating in the background of it a little bit. It's pretty cool. A heart chakra healing song. If you go to Chakra Booster, so again, that's chakrabooster.com, chakrabooster.com/music. Okay, so if you go to that page, /music, you can pick up a free copy of my heart chakra healing song. Now, this next URL is not quite as short. I apologize. I created this years ago when I wasn't doing short URLs. It's my video course. So if you're interested in finding out more about this embodied masculine feminine paradigm of the chakras within your body, you can get my video course for free at, again, chakraboosters.com, so that's the same, /free, that's F-R-E-E, introductory, introductory, another course, C-O-U-R-S-E, free chakrabooster.com/introductory-course if you would like to get my course. You can also just go to my chakrabooster.com homepage, and on the right side of the page, you can click for these things as well. I believe that's still there. So, yeah, you guys, I want you to start playing with your chakras the way Johnny's been playing. You're going to find the same kind of results, I think.
Well, thank you again for the freebies, for your time here today, and for all the great work you're doing, the great, unique work that you're doing. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to have you on the blog. By the way, I'll ask you for another article sometime very soon.
Great.
And to have you here with us today for the blogcast. It's been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, honey, too, for the work that you're doing, for the Concordance blog, and just for the work you're doing. It's really great that you're getting so involved. And you know what I really love is I appreciate in this world of the spiritual stuff, there tends to be about 7 women at least, if not more, for every man. So I just bow down to and really relish and honor the men who dive into this goddess emerging, this energy of, again, we're back to the sacral chakra, which you are just learning,
right,
where it's about change right now, and it's about honoring the divine feminine, honoring embodiment versus just the head or the mental, the upward energy. And so your story is a perfect embracing of that, right? We've got the lowest stuck down in the sacral and everything, and you got that moving again. So right on for you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm beyond words at this point. You're a great woman. I love that we have had an opportunity to connect. And all I can add is my blessings and peace and love to you all the way through. Hi to Ross.
And I'm sure Ross would say hi right back. And thank you, everyone who's listening. I hope you can feel both Johnny's and my love for you. We appreciate you as a tribe, and that you, as you continue to play and work with your own energy field, with your own consciousness, you keep adding to this collective. We're moving toward a tipping point right now, and you do matter, and we love you.
And
blessings.
Just the last thing I want to add is just to open to spirit.
Yeah.
We have the spirit within us that is our divine selves. And when we acknowledge that, open to it, and allow spirit to come to us and speak to us, life becomes a very enlightened spiritual path.
And it becomes yummy, right?
That's goody, goody, goody. Lots of yummy, lots of fun.
Let yourself be a vessel of the divine, that's what we all are. Just imagine what peace would we not have on this world if every single one of us allowed ourselves to be a vessel of the divine.
That's a great spot to stop. Thank you, honey. Thank you so much.
Much love. Bye, Johnny. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for having tuned in to the Harmonic Concordance blogcast with Johnny Marahiel and special guest. For more information about the blog, please visit www.hcblog.org. We wish you peace and blessings on your journey. Namaste.